नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मदुरयेत् नस्तप्रेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी हरे कृष्ण. सो रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 15 बिटवीन वर्सेस 20 21 एंड 22. Which verse is there? 20. Shri Dama Nama Gopalo Rama Keshvayo Saka Subala Stoka Krishnadya Gopa Prem Gopa Prem Nedam Abravam Shri Dama Nama. Name Shri Dama. Gopala, the cowherd boy. Rama Keshavayo. Lord Rama and Lord Krishna. Of Lord Rama and Lord Krishna. Saka, the friend. Subala, Stoka Krishna Subala Stoka Krishna Adya. Subala, Stoka Krishna, and others. Gopa, cowherd boys. Premnam, with love. Idam, this. Abhruvan, spoke. Translation and purport. Once some of the cowherd boys, Shri Dam, the very close friend of Rama and Krishna, along with Subal, Stoka Krishna, and others, lovingly spoke the following words. Repeat after me. Once some of the cowherd boys, Shri Dama, the very close friend of Rama and Krishna, along with Subal, Stoka Krishna, and others, lovingly spoke the following words. The word premna, with love, indicates that the request the cowherd boys are about to place before Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram is motivated by love, not personal desire. The cowherd boys were eager for Krishna and Balaram to exhibit their pastimes of killing demons and to enjoy the delicious fruits of the Tala forest, and therefore they made the following request. Yes. 21. Rama Rama Mahabaho Krishna Dushta Ibarhana Ito Vidure Su Mahad Vanang Talali Sankulam. The cowherd boy said, O Rama Rama, mighty armed one, O Krishna, destroyer of the miscreants. Not far from here is a very great forest filled with rows of palm trees. Purport. As stated in the Sri Varaha Purana, Asti Govardhanang Nama Kshetrang Parama Durlabam Mathura Paschime Baghe Adurad Yojana Dvayam. Not far from the western side of Mathura, at a distance of 2 yojanas, 16 miles, is the holy place named Govardhan, which is most difficult to attain. It is also stated in the Varaha Purana, Asti Tala Vanangnama Denukasura Rakshatam Mathura Paschime Baghe Adurad Eka Yojanam. Not far from the western side of Mathura, 1 yojana away, 8 miles, is the forest known as Talavan, which was guarded by Denukasura. Thus it appears that the Talavan forest is located midway between Mathura and Govardhan Hill. The forest of Talavan is described in the Sri Hari Vamsa as follows: Satu Desha Samasnigdha Sumahan Krishna Mritikaha Durbha Praya Stuli Bhuto Loshtra Pashana Varjataha. The land there is even, smooth, and very expansive. The earth is black, densely covered with darba grass and devoid of stones and pebbles. Just read one more. Palani tatra burini patanti patitani cha santi kin favarudhani denukena duratmana. In that Tala forest, many fruits are falling from the trees, and many are already lying on the ground, but all the fruits are being guarded by the evil Denuka. The demon Denuka would not allow anyone to eat the delicious ripe palm fruits of the Talavan. And Krishna's young boyfriends protested this unjust usurpation of the right to enjoy the fruits of a public forest. Om Jnanate Marandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshitarane. Hare Krishna. So all of us here in Sri Vrindavan Dham are very fortunate, not only hearing the beautiful description of Krishna with his very dear friends, the cowherd boys. Just see how Krishna and Balaram in such a playful mood. Krishna smiling on the boys, playing various sporting games in the forest. Now Krishna's a little bigger, so they figured he can take care of all the cows and bulls. Even though Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, never incompetent to do such a thing. But he plays the role very perfectly as a human, just to attract us. Here his friends are calling out to Rama and Krishna that, you know, don't you smell the sweet fruits of the tala fruits? But this Denukasura is keeping everyone away. So we're hearing so many beautiful pastimes of Krishna performing so many incredible activities, wonderful activities. And Krishna's appearance, Lord Brahman and demigods are praying to Krishna, Mother Earth is suffering due to the so-called kings who are abusing their powers. So Krishna, he had his descendants, his friends, all taking birth here in Brajabhumi, in Sri Vrindavan Dham, bringing from the spiritual world this Sri Vrindavan. And the beauty of Sri Vrindavan Dham is that it awakens one's love. It awakens one's desire for Krishna. Everyone's looking for happiness, But everyone's based looking for that happiness in the, with personal desires to enjoy in this world. But Krishna is showing us that there's a world beyond this temporary material world, which is full of misery, full of suffering. That smile of Krishna and that glance of Krishna, for those who bow down to the Lord, he dries up the tears of suffering, the ocean of suffering, of the miseries of this material world. So there are great miseries when we leave home, our spiritual home in the spiritual world, and we're just so motivated and so enthusiastic, just like Krishna. He's showing with his enthusiasm, he's sporting in such a way, imitating the animals. He's saying, oh, these peacocks don't know how to dance, and he would enthusiastically dance, and all the boys would be laughing and seeing his happiness. Or he would run away with the animals in fear of the lion or some animal. So all these kind of activities that Krishna is performing are meant to attract us. And the cowherd boys are not ordinary living beings. They're great sages, the best of great sages. Just to be able to appear in the land of Vrindavan, Lord Brahma is praying, Mother Lakshmi is performing great austerities, not only to be born as a resident, but even outside the border of Vrindavan, so that the residents can step upon them. And Krishna was not wearing any shoes. He was not wearing any foot coverings. So Krishna and Balaram's feet were everywhere, even here where we're sitting. And the greatest of demigods were all so much in awe watching Krishna perform so many amazing pastimes. But whenever Mother Yashoda or Nanda Maharaj would start thinking, who is Krishna and Balaram? You know, or feeling awe and veneration, then the yoga maya would come in to let the pastimes continue, let the Lord's pastimes continue. And how fortunate are we that Srila Prabhupada has brought this conversation of Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj to us in such a beautiful way. The entire Srimad Bhagavatam is actually very attractive, so attractive. Srila Prabhupada said, there's no need to read any other literature. Just by reading, hearing these wonderful, mystifying, transcendental pastimes of Krishna and Balaram, it just completely cleanses the heart to transparency, just like Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Mahadevagni Nirvapanam. The Sankirtan mission, this chanting of the Lord's holy name, the broadcasting of Krishna's glories, the distribution of transcendental literature, books glorifying Krishna, is all Sankirtan. The performer of the act of chanting the holy name or glorifying Krishna or hearing about Krishna or distributing his transcendental literature, this attracts Krishna very much. And Krishna's in our heart. He's seeing what is our mood, what is our intention. These cowherd boys, out of love, are asking Krishna and Balaram, because we want to see you perform your wonderful Herculean task and kill that demon, Denukasura, this jackass, they call them. In America, when someone's a real fool or a very obnoxious person, you call them a jackass. So this Denukasura was a very obnoxious person and very much greedy, not allowing anyone, even the birds would not fly over. All the animals were afraid. You know, he devoured people live. Just see, we think, well, how could there be so many demons? We don't see so many around here. This is Kali Yuga. That was 5,000 years ago. Demons are always there. Although they may be looking very handsome or beautiful, nicely decorated in high positions, but actually their mentality is one of exploitation and selfishness. The leaders, they're not interested in giving people eternal life or giving relief from suffering and misery. They create more suffering, more misery. They create war. They create unbearable pain. But we're seeing how when Krishna is performing these beautiful activities, coming even after killing this Dhenukasura and all his cohorts or all his other demons, coming back, just playing his flute, the breeze is blowing, and Krishna's presence creates the mood of Vrindavan, meaning like a spring breeze, and the smell of the beautiful flowers and aroma of the forest of Vrindavan. And all the boys are so happy and dancing, and the cows are coming back, the dust is all over Krishna with his peacock feather, and he's giving very merciful glances and beautiful smile, very attractive. And although the gopis were married normally, many of them were married, and it'd be not right that they're actually seeing Krishna. Their heart is full of anxiety all day because Krishna's in the forest. He's playing, he's barefoot, he's hurting his feet. And they're feeling, Mother Yashoda, Rohini are feeling, oh, Krishna and Balaram and all the boys, they should be safe. And feeling anxiety. When Krishna's coming back, they're smiling at Krishna with love. And Krishna's also reciprocating with love in a personal way. It's not that Krishna is just some imaginary person in the sky, or this is the deity, or some, it's just somebody's concoction or idea of what the Lord should look like. This is the Lord is present. Not only is he present in every atom, but he's present in the deity. And out of mercy, he's allowing us to serve him, to sing. The boys were singing Krishna's glories all the way home, remembering his pastimes. The gopis, whenever Krishna's away, all they would do is think of his wonderful activities, his beauty. And then, just to alleviate some of the pain of the so-called separation, they would remember all his beautiful pastimes. So Srimad Bhagavatam is glorifying Krishna, especially in the 10th canto. And day after day, Krishna is performing wonderful activities. But this is only a small sample of the unlimited activities going on in the spiritual world. And this Vrindavan is the spiritual world. But not everyone can see Krishna. It's very rare. Not only you can buy a ticket, you can be here. I've known some people, they came, they got to the airport, and their mind wouldn't allow them to come. They turned around and went back. I couldn't understand that. Or you come, and we don't really appreciate the finer, more intimate pastimes of the Lord and his activities with his cowherd boyfriends, with the gopis, with Krishna, Mother Yashoda, Rohini. And although it's a very intricate history, not only did Krishna perform his Vrindavan pastimes, you know, taking birth in Mathura, Vasudeva and Devaki, they offered prayers, but then Krishna immediately got transported to Gokul and Vrindavan and all these demonic personalities which represent lust, anger, greed, selfishness, envy, jealousy. It's not that we have to see some fiend with big teeth and horrible bodily features. Actually, in Kali Yuga, the demon is also within us. That you have godly qualities, we have demonic qualities. If you associate with demonic personalities, the godly qualities, they possess you. If we associate with sadhus, if we hear Krishna's pastimes, then the godly qualities kill the demonic mentality. They overcome the allurements of lust, anger, greed. This is why Srila Prabhupada, the transcendental doctor, Krishna, they're teaching us how avoid these bodily materialistic activities and absorb your time, your energy, your enthusiasm for hearing about Krishna, for chanting Krishna. Yesterday we heard about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's determination and his empowerment of Srila Prabhupada. And also Dinabandhu Prabhu glorified very beautifully Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's activities. Vaisheshika Prabhu gave us tools that we can remember Krishna Bhoktaram Jagatapasang Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He's the supreme proprietor of all the planets. But he's the friend of every living being. And how we can understand is that nothing in this world is meant for me, for our enjoyment. Everything's meant for Krishna's enjoyment. Krishna's not serving everyone. Everyone is serving Krishna. Ekale Ishvar Krishna Arsa Britya. He's the Supreme Lord and we're all servants of Krishna. And the more we get in the mentality of serving Krishna, but Lord Shiva is telling Devi that worship of Vishnu is the highest, but worship of Vishnu's devotee and Vishnu's paraphernalia is even greater. So the whole idea of das, 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 anu, das, serving the servant of the servant. There are many examples when the Krishna was with the gopis in the forest of Vrindavan, they became proud. Oh, Krishna's with me. He's expanded himself. He's right next to me. He's with me. So Krishna left the gopis. Oh, and they became heartbroken. And then they were envious. Oh, he's with Srimati Radharani. He's showing her favor. Oh, here he's stepping up, taking flowers, putting in her hair. And Srimati Radharani is most fortunate, but they were feeling a little pain. And then they could see, Srimati Radharani said, I'm too tired now, you lift me up and carry me. Immediately Krishna disappeared. And then when the gopis and Radharani, they felt, they started remembering Krishna and feeling, and Krishna says, I've left you because this increased your focus and your meditation. Krishna doesn't like when devotees become proud. When we come thinking that, oh, yes, I am Krishna. We're proud to be Krishna's devotees, but not in that way. And even when Mother Rukmini, his favorite queen, she's fanning Krishna, although there's hundreds, thousands of maidservants, she's personally tending to Krishna. And Krishna, in a joking mood, told her, I'm not really qualified. So many more qualified people were there, Shushupal and so many other kings and higher birth. In so many ways, he was speaking to Rukmini that she became bewildered by his words that, he said, I'm not attached to wife, family, children, all these things. I just did this to actually smash the pride of these other kings. That's why I kidnapped you. And then she completely just fainted. Instead of Krishna exhibited his forearms so he could hold Rukmini and then, you know, dry her face and comfort her. And he said, I was just joking. I wanted to see your anger towards me because this is a very intimate relationship, especially in married life if the husband and wife are joking in a personal way. So Krishna wanted to see that. But it's said that because Rukmini was feeling that I am his favorite queen. So these are some examples of Krishna teaching, but that is not done in a vindictive or evil way. Krishna's always there and always available for his devotees simply by remembering him. But these pastimes show the intense love that Krishna has, the personal dealings that Krishna exhibits with each and every person. It's not that Krishna only has pastime with Nanda and Yashoda and Stoka Krishna and Subal and Krishna manifested himself as Balaram and as the cowherd boys. They're all walking in the forest and all of the trees were bowing down to Krishna with their fruits and offering obeisances. Krishna, just to glorify Balaram. He's Balaram, but he's expanding himself in that mood. Krishna has multiple personalities. And he's saying, look, just see how all these trees are bowing before you. You know, how they're appreciating your great, magnanimous, powerful nature. In such a way that when Balaram was a little tired, he laid down his head on the lap of another cowherd boy, and Krishna would personally massage his feet, bring him water. And then Krishna would get tired, he would also lay down. Other boys would massage their feet. And these are not just, oh, these are children playing in the forest of Vrindavan and like ordinary boys. It may appear that way. But when Srila Prabhupada was expressing his mood of separation from Krishna, he was relishing the idea of running and playing in the forest of Vrindavan and being again in Braj Dham. What is happiness? Where is real happiness? Unlimited wealth is there. Unlimited love, loving exchange. Everyone's looking for love. It's not that because I'm a powerful person, being glorified by my subjects, I have so much wealth in my treasury, I'm happy. This is an illusion. This material idea for material wealth, all the kings that were taken by Narakasura and imprisoned, there's 20,800 of them. He imprisoned them. And Krishna allowed it just to show them that they're not. You become very puffed up. Position, and especially those who are very wealthy, it's difficult to appreciate surrender to the Supreme Lord. Surrender? Why should I surrender? Check out my new Mercedes Benz. Look at my rings. You know, jewels. Look at my house, beautiful house. Look at all my family members. So all these things are temporary. Abrahma Bhuvanaloka Punaravartano Arjuna. From the highest planet down to the lowest planet, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. So one who's intelligent, by hearing the temporary nature of this life, and that human life is a special gift. Why? Because we can be contemplative, we can think, who am I? Imagine you woke up in the morning and didn't know who you were or what to do. It's almost like Lord Brahma. When he was on the lotus, he was the only one, there's darkness. What to do? Tapa. So he performed meditation and yajna. So Krishna, we heard yesterday, the universal form opens his eyes and sees, then all of us can see. The hearing, the seeing, all the touching, all the different senses, we take it for granted that this is just the way it is. No. Without the sunshine, there's no sunlight. It's all darkness. So Krishna's allowing us to move our fingers and our feet and hands. You become paralyzed, what you can do? We're thinking through modern science, through technology, that, you know, we'll invent someday robotic parts to make the body stay eternally existing. But this body is simply one dress. Every day you're taking your dress and throwing it for laundry and taking a new dress. So every so often, 5, 10, 50, 100 years, this body is finished, it's worn out. Take another body. Due to your karma, due to your desires, your activities. We all have desires and we all perform many activities. Everyone has their lives, their family, their society, their nation. And Srila Prabhupada, by his empowerment, by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and the whole Guru Parampara, you know, the printing press, he has made available the words of Krishna. He made available this opportunity to awaken our understanding that we're eternal servants of Krishna. We belong in the spiritual world. to always see Krishna's smiling face, to always see His loving glances, to participate in the activities of chanting and dancing. Sometimes we see the devotees were chanting the Lord's holy name together. Sometimes they dance very enthusiastically. Srila Prabhupada, during one Rath Yatra, even though close to 80 years old, jumping up and down and hands up in the air. And whoever saw Srila Prabhupada, just by seeing a pure devotee, one is awakened, his spiritual energy, his spiritual desires. So we should be enthusiastic for Krishna. We should be enthusiastic to serve Krishna and Krishna's mission. When Srila Prabhupada was waiting to come to America in the steamship, Scindia Steamship Company, all day he would be out meeting people, giving back to Godhead, or giving his magazines. And not many people are interested. Material world means that they're not interested in spiritual life. They're interested in newspapers. They're interested in sense gratification, family, body, nation. Everything to do with the body is good. Spirit, God, these things are very lofty. Who knows? Probably doesn't exist. And this is, they want to dismiss the idea of God's existence, but there's no use of no sign of utilizing their intelligence. And although Srila Prabhupada all day struggling, apparently, by showing us his determination, he would wash his face and refresh himself and again be determined to continue translating. Imagine all day long you're trying to accomplish some work and nobody agrees with you, and or, you know, spreading Krishna consciousness is not easy in a demonic civilization of people who are simply materialistic. To speak to them about God and renunciation, they don't want to hear it. Yeah, take your God and go somewhere else. That's your God. They think, oh, Krishna's a Hindu God. My God, it's okay. You can do whatever you want. No problem. So Srila Prabhupada showed his resolute determination that he took that 1922, met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and immediately Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, you go and you preach to the Western world in the English language. And Srila Prabhupada said, well, but India is subjugated by foreign control. First of all, we have to assist in liberating India to become an independent nation. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, all these temporary things, they come and go. Better that we preach the eternal message of the Lord, the beauty of the spiritual world, the kingdom of Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan, because these material activities and material concerns, many people are showing their love for humanity, altruistic activity, opening hospitals and feeding the poor, and all these things are nice, they're good. But ultimately, if one cannot free his dependence from the cycle of birth and death, then we're not fulfilling our responsibility. Srila Prabhupada's awakened us to the fact that we're servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ordering everyone, it's your duty to go out and preach. Jare dako tare kaho Krishna upadesha maragai guru hoy tare desh. That we go to town and villages. That's why the Sankirtan parties are going out distributing these transcendental literatures to give eyes to the blinded materialists. So we all have to do something to assist Srila Prabhupada in his mission of preaching. Whatever, whether you're dressing the deities beautifully, it's your responsibility to be enthusiastic, to get up and come, be clean, perform your duty. You're cleaning the temple, you're preaching, you're meeting people. Every day we're meeting so many thousands of people here. They're chanting the Lord's holy name. If we're assisting others to awaken their love for Krishna, or at least awaken their desire to understand what is spiritual life, Who is Krishna Balaram? Who is Srimati Radharani? Who is Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda? We just celebrated Lord Nityananda's appearance day, and soon is coming Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance day. And Lord Chaitanya, he's the same Krishna, Lord Nityananda, same Balaram. And they both manifest in themselves like the sun and the moon to give light and guidance to the bewildered materialists of this world. So Krishna's in a very playful, joking mood, and all the boys are having fun in his association. We can also join Krishna's camp of devotees by always thinking of Krishna. But obviously it's not just simply the hippie mentality, as we heard yesterday. I've told the story many times that when we wanted to start the big book distribution in Miami, we heard from some nice devotees, Dharma Prana. They came, visited us here in Miami. They were distributing very successfully. And so we were wanting to know, what do you say? How do you say it? How do you do it? And you want to learn how to do kirtan. You see those who are doing nice kirtan. You want to learn how to dress the deities. You learn. You have to be eager to learn. You know, someone may get an honorary degree at the university, but rarely. Generally, one has to practice makes perfect. You have to be determined with enthusiasm that, yes, today I want to read my Bhagavatam, because without hearing the Bhagavatam, the demons inside, the lust, the anger, the greed, the moroseness will take over. You'll become morose and you become bewildered, and not having that determination how to become an enthusiastic servant of Srila Prabhupada. And he would, just by the Guru Pujas going on, he would raise his hands and everyone would jump in the air, leaping for joy, not be a jackass like Denukasura, simply selfishly hoarding all the fruits for himself, not sharing. We want to share the fruits of love of Godhead. We don't want to become Denukasura. And the whole idea is that we all have that power. We're just covered over. We may think, oh, you know, so-and-so is a great kirtaniya, so-and-so is a great book distributor, but I'm just, you know, mediocre, lousy. Yeah, we should have that mentality. Krishna Das Kaviraj was saying, I'm lower than the worm and stool. These are all great Vaishnavas. Obviously, the Vaishnava is thinking himself very unqualified. Haridas Chakur, no, I cannot go near the Jagannath temple. I don't want even people to see me because I'll pollute them. But he's the greatest Mahabhagavat. So like this, not that we should think that, let me say a few words about how, you know, how humble I am, but we should act in such a way that Krishna wants to see us. We heard that yesterday. It's not that, okay, we're taking things too much for granted. Familiarity breeds contempt. You know, we're seeing Krishna Balaram, Lalita Vishakha, Radha Shamasunda, Gornitai, Prabhupada is here. I'm living in Sri Vrindavan Dham. My regular meals are being provided. I have a place to sleep. I have my bead bag. What's the problem? Problem is that we have to show gratitude and assist Srila Prabhupada's Sankirtan mission of spreading this message of Krishna consciousness. So whatever we can do, and the primary activities are obviously Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, and Srila Prabhupada very expertly and scientifically whipped us to do the Sankirtan. Go out, distribute my books all over the world, as many languages and places, because every condition, every soul is part of Krishna. And somehow or other, we've all left our home in the spiritual kingdom and we were wandering around aimlessly in this dark forest of illusion, full of all kinds of traps, all kinds of suffering. And we want to free that suffering. And that suffering can end. And like the boys are feeling great happiness, seeing Krishna's wonderful pastimes. We're hearing Krishna's wonderful pastimes every day. And so that's enlivening. And we're living in the most holy place of holy places. So we should be respectful to the Vaishnavas, devotees, not thinking that, you know, oh, everybody is just on an equal footing. They're great devotees. It's very rare that one can actually have the privilege to hear about Krishna. When it's right, yet when we were doing our book distribution, many times we would find the books laying here and there because materialists, they have no interests. To why I should carry this, you know, like people are blinded by their own ego, by their own bodily conception, and it's not an easy task to awaken one to the urgency of spiritual life and to stay steady, not only for a month or 2 months or 1 year, 2 years, for decades, to stay steady serving Prabhupada's mission. We need that determination. We should beg for that determination that somehow please engage me in your service, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is not just a person who happened to come at the right time to America and the hippie revolution and people were all drugged out in LSD, so the word spread very quickly by chance. This is a demonic idea. Srila Prabhupada, to accomplish what was accomplished in our very lifetime, and for those who we've seen Srila Prabhupada, and empowering his sincere devotees, just like it said, the one who bows down to the Lord, who's giving loving glances and beautiful smile, that Krishna dries up the tears of the ocean of misery. So there's great, great opportunity to engage in the Lord's service. People are often asking, what can I do? What can I do? Most important thing, come early, come enthusiastic, participate in the hearing and chanting. Make yourself available. When I was bhakta, the time was service. You do the full morning program, take prasad, then from 10 to 5. Where's Madan, the temple commander? Where is he? What am I supposed to do? Not that the temple commander is looking for you. Where is he hiding? You know, looking at all the hiding places. Damn, can't find that Bhaktajan anywhere. You know, he's gone. He's in the maha room. He's got the burfi. That's a smart bhakta. But at any rate, we should be eager and enthusiastic on the battlefield for Srila Prabhupada, on the battlefield for Krishna and Balaram. Time is very short. It goes by very, very quickly. We're hearing that daily. So we will hear more beautiful pastimes of Krishna's loving exchanges with his devotees and the miracles he performs when all the boys were swallowed by Agasura or they drank the water of Jamuna and died because of the poison of Kaliya. Krishna just loving glanced, brought them all back to life. Krishna is so powerful. And people have no idea, but this is only a glimpse of the tremendous power of Krishna Balaram and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda and the importance of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan mission to help awaken all the suffering conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. I got through the class. Oh. So there's a few minutes. If anyone has any questions or comments, Sri Ram Pandit Prabhu, give the microphone to Sri Ram.
Thanks for coming to class. on, don't know much about Islam. So we see the material world, you know, people are so much competitive, and they are not just in position, post, this, that. But my personal observation is also that when we get into the spiritual movement, we also become spiritually very competitive. That I want to be the best, I want to be the best preacher, I want to be the best Kirtanian. And then the whole, you know, pleasing the Lord, that is the whole mission. So even as Krishna says, you will be able to complete his service with full faith, complete surrender, then Krishna gets pleased. But we get trapped in this vicious cycle of our name, fame, and then we forget the whole hope of pleasing Krishna, and then we get entrapped into this. So, what's your, how do you?
Very good question. In material world, everyone's very competitive, dog-eat-dog world, and sometimes we see similar competitive spirit in our ISKCON society. And sometimes we hear that, oh, this person is so disgusted with the way ISKCON is, that they don't have nothing to do with ISKCON. ISKCON is Srila Prabhupada. Real ISKCON is Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And because we're all coming from a filthy background, we're in the shower trying to cleanse ourselves, but still, we still sometimes exhibit these bad qualities. But we should not throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, that we should understand. I read something that somebody sent me about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, which was actually very beautiful. This is, do not give up devotional service, even if there are innumerable dangers, countless insults, and endless harassment. So in that way, if people are jockeying for position, or the best guru, the best, you know, GBC man, and or Sankirtan or Kirtaniya, it's good. We should actually appreciate others' services. Krishna will take care of that. I told the story many times. I'm with Pragosh and I'm seeing, why is this Vijay, he's doing so good. He said, oh, he's getting Prabhupada's mercy. So sometimes envy and jealousy is difficult to overcome. And sometimes our criticizing and or seeing the society, oh, it's just, now it's become very corrupt, very mundane. Well, do your part. You show a good example by performing your duty nicely to Prabhupada and only glorifying Krishna and the holy name. Because fault finding is what the material world is all about. And one domineering another is what materialistic life is all about. It may appear to be that way in ISKCON as well. Maybe it does take place, but you have to find the nectar and really stay humble. And have that gratitude. Don't lose the gratitude of Prabhupada. Yeah, Prabhupada would get disturbed when devotees are fighting. He'd say, show your love for me by how much you can cooperate together. So you'll see everything in this world, you know, whether mundane society or spiritual society, it depends on what you're looking for. You'll see everything. See the nectar too. Any other question, comments? Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Maharaj.
I just want to say something.
Say something, yes, go ahead.
That if we see something which is not proper, so don't follow it.
Shut it off and turn it on again at the very bottom. Just shut it off, hold it, and then turn it back on again. Sometimes it gets crazy, the microphone. I don't want to criticize the microphone. I mean, it has its function. Did you turn it on again? There's a microphone right there. Give him that microphone now.
In our movement, there are more admirable devotees that we can learn from to follow in their footsteps. We should learn more than the, but if we see them, don't follow them. That's the whole thing. It's natural, we're in the material world. So as much as possible, we'll try to make us And Shivaguru said, be a good example of yourself.
Anyone who's chanting Hare Krishna, we should offer respect to. But if their behavior is not accordingly, then avoid that association. Always seek the association of those who that are fired up, enthusiastic, and carrying out Prabhupada's mission. Yes, Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna. Prabhupada disciples have done so much. They have sacrificed everything for Prabhupada's mission and to save fallen souls like me. So what inspired them to do so much, and how we can get the same inspiration and we get the mercy to do something?
Yes. Srila Prabhupada often would say that many times people say, well, Arjuna was with Krishna, so he got the special benefit. He said, Krishna is available for everyone. He's here. He's a person. This impersonalism is the problem. That Krishna, he's personally available, and he's giving even more mercy to the sons, the grandsons. We're thinking that all the early devotees had an opportunity to serve Prabhupada directly and or felt the enthusiasm. And they've done so much, what little bit we can do. But Krishna appreciates everything, just like Ramachandra, he saw the little spider or squirrel doing his little bit to build that bridge to Lanka, and he appreciated it very much. So if you can muster up your enthusiasm, and you increase your hearing and chanting, and gratitude for Prabhupada by following his instructions, Prabhupada will empower you. We can't do anything. Without the Bharat Rupa seeing, we cannot see. We don't have the power to convince others with our so-called intelligence. We don't have the abilities just to, because I want to do it. Krishna, he'll reciprocate with us. But the first principle is enthusiasm, utsaha. So be enthusiastic to serve Krishna. And Prabhupada will empower you in such a way.
Yes? Purity is the force.
Purity is the force. But to attain that purity, lots of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu is required. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.